This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. We're here live on the Alex Jones Show. Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel down here in Belize in Central America tracking the migrant invasion. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about food shortages because as we left before the break, we were talking about how the Mennonites that live here in Belize are the ultimate preppers. They won't miss a beat when the lights go out because they're already living with the lights gone out. But again, the food shortages are going to be real. While the supermarket shelves may be full today, you're probably starting to see some of your favorite items or not starting to disappear. Things are getting a little bit leaner. And, of course, the crisis in Panama with the Panama Canal being almost virtually shut right now, goods and services aren't getting through. So we're moving into that phase, too, where the PANFA war is becoming more of a reality. And the Dutch are already living with this right now.
Right.
Cutting off food supplies.
We'll talk about Netherlands and Israel. And Doug McGregor might come on if he can call in. We've been swapping messages. But Netherlands. You want to talk about Netherlands now?
Yeah.
Netherlands. Sometimes when I leave Panama, I fly straight to Netherlands. Actually, at one point I had Jordan Peterson over there. I took him out to a farm, set up a couple meetings for him and that sort of thing because Netherlands is key terrain like Panama. And the Dutch farmers are some of the most efficient in the world, if not the most efficient. Netherlands is a huge food exporter. Actually, often people say it's the second biggest food exporter in the world, but let's be clear. A lot of that actually is flowers, but they do actually export a huge amount of food. They're very efficient. But one of the problems that the Dutch farmers have is that they are highly controlled already. For instance, they take a lot of subsidies from the government. All of their work is completely computerized at this point. For instance, one Dutch farmer that we go out with sometimes, his name is Jordan. He's like, you know, one of those 12-foot-tall Dutchmen, and he has to talk down to me. I'm like, you know, can you hear me up there? And
avatars. And we call those avatars.
Lord. And he's a. I get along with farmers in every country. It doesn't matter if it's Taliban or Dutch or whatever. But Jordan was talking about, for instance, we on different times were out there. He's milking his cows and that sort of thing. Every liter of milk that comes out is measured. Every feed input that goes in is measured. Every one of his cows has a tag in its ear. He can't have like five extra cows without the government noticing that, right? And it's interesting. This is something very interesting, and I think with InfoWars specifically, Alex has been, you know, warning about InfoWars for years. One of the things that the Dutch did before this wolf problem is they passed a law for wolf protection. Before they had wolves in Netherlands, right? They haven't had wolves there in, I don't know, 150 years, right? And much of the Netherlands, of course, was under seawater. So Jordan's farm, the dairy farmer, it's called a polder. The polders are the places that they dried up, right? And they're now used for farming. So Jordan's dairy farm is on a polder that his great-grandfather and whatnot helped build. And now there's wolves out there. So they passed a law that for wolf protection, and the Dutch are like, why do you need a law for wolf protection? There's no wolves here. And the next thing you know, there's wolves.
That's right.
Magically, they're all over Netherlands and Germany now, and they're killing people's cattle. They're killing sheep. A German lady got chased, and last time I was down there, she was in Germany. Luckily, she had an electric bicycle and barely got away from them. In the hotel that I was in March in Netherlands, a wolf got hit in the highway about 500 meters from me and get killed by a car, right? Jordan said, anyway, I'll skip exactly what he said, but the bottom line is he said it's easier to commit murder on a human. You'll get less of a prison sentence for killing a human than a wolf. And basically they've made it so illegal to protect your livestock against wolves. And every time a wolf kills a pony or a sheep or anything like that, you'll see it in the news. Like I read German news sometimes because I speak German. And in Germany, you'll see when the wolves kill livestock over there, they blame it on the farmers. They blame it on climate change. The farmers are impinging on the wolves. But if you look on the World Economic Forum website, you'll see that they have wolves running all over Europe. So what I'm saying is this is just one of many of the weapons that they're using. For instance, wolves, basically these little They're saying in Netherlands they have a stickstoff problem, which means nitrogen in Dutch and German language. But if you cross the border over to Germany, it's a carbon dioxide problem, which is actually how they say it in German, carbon dioxide. So it's interesting how these information wars are tailor-made for every culture.
You know, we're supposed to go to a break, but I think what we want to...
Please remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra. The incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
And welcome back to Alex Jones, Ann Vandersteel, and Michael Young here talking about the food insecurity that's happening worldwide. Again, another manufacturer crisis. Michael Young talking about how there were no wolves in Northern Europe and in Holland and in Germany, and all of a sudden they get put on a protected species list. And the next thing you know, there's wolves everywhere, not only attacking people, but more, I don't want to say more importantly, but as importantly, attacking the food supply for the people.
Can I say one thing
on
that?
Yeah, please.
One of the interesting things about the wolves is I was mentioning the polders before, which is the land that's been dried out to do farming, right?
Right.
So now there's wolves on that land, and the World Economic Forum and others are saying that they're indigenous to that land. And like Jordan, the farmer's like, what, were they sea wolves before? This was under the sea. They were never – what, were they chasing sea wolves, chasing seahorses? You know what I mean? But now they're protected on land that they were never on unless they were sea wolves.
Yeah, so it must be the elusive sea wolf that has just now come back from the dead, Michael. It's kind of like Jurassic Park.
And you can't make up this stuff.
But they do. They're making it all up.
They can make it up.
That just like the climate hoax. They've made it all up. I mean, if you go back in time, and I know Alex has talked about this, we've all talked about this, but you can look at the temperatures going up and down, you know, 3, 4, 5 degrees. In fact, the Earth is 5 degrees cooler than its inception if you look at this entire trajectory of global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it. It's just called Mother Earth, okay? This is what happens. It comes and it goes. But yes, they are intentionally destabilizing the planet with the weather warfare, with the chemtrails, and of course, everything they're putting in our atmosphere, our food and our water. And again, the destabilization and the food insecurity is also manufactured. Bill Gates being the largest private landholder of farmland here in the United States of America. Chinese coming in, and thank God for Sarah Huckabee, right? She just said, anybody that's Chinese owning property here in Arkansas, get out. You have 2 years, get out. And this is what we need to do. We need to take it back. And, you know, the current regime in power, we've seen some, you know, we've seen a change with Speaker Mike Johnson. I don't want to, you know, jump in and go, great, I'm being cautiously optimistic. But again, he's even promoting, I'm okay with sending money to Ukraine as long as we're sending money to the border. We don't need to send Ukraine any more money, Michael. We need to send all assets to the border to not only stop the invasion, but then we need to work cohesively with the state-run militias as well as the, you know, the local law enforcement and any constitutional sheriff that will deputize people to actually remove and deport these people out of our country. We can do this if we want.
Oh, we can definitely do it. First, stop anybody who's not talking about mass deportation. Do not vote for them. They must be deported. Period. And they can be deported. And the wall can and the border can be closed. Period. You know, interestingly, by the way, in Netherlands, three of the at least three people could fact check me on this. That might be more now of the Bill and Melinda Gates picnic food distribution facilities have burned. Coincidentally, in fact, Misako Ganaha and I were there when one burned, and we drove over to see it the next morning. It was still smoldering, and there were a bunch of film crews there, and then I think two more. One may have burned before that, and in total, at least three.
Is this by design? The same way that the British 5G towers are also burning down or blowing up, or what's happening? I mean, why would a Bill and Melinda Gates facility burn down? Typically, we've been seeing the food security of the United States being burned down with hundreds of plants that have been just burnt down, cows, farms blowing up. I mean, when have you ever heard of a farm just blowing up, killing 20,000 cows?
Yeah, this is happening, and it's just background noise at this point. Look at the train derailment in Ohio by the Amish, right? Coincidentally, actually, Doc Chambers, a mutual friend of ours, retired Green Beret doctor, Pete Chambers, many people know him. He drove up to see the Amish after the train derailment. And of course, the Amish didn't really have any idea what's going on. And they talked about the cloud, he said, you know, and Pete was talking with them. And they said, holy buckets, you know, he's here to talk about the cloud, you know, the Amish. And why did that train derailment happen by the highly productive Amish, who are not exactly blue state people?
No, and not exactly.
Maybe coincidence. It could be. I'm not reading into it.
Well, I don't know. I'm reading into it because that's prime. That is prime land, right? If nothing says more than a government takeover, an eminent domain, if your land all of a sudden becomes uninhabitable because of, you know, some sort of chemical contaminant that is now in the air that has gotten into the soil, into the groundwater. This is a perfect way for them to do a massive land grab, which is what they do constantly. But I want to shift a little bit over to these wars. Again, this is all about the destabilization. Look over here, not over there. How can we just have, you know, this is fifth generation warfare on steroids, and it's targeting the United States of America and Americans, but they're using the people around the world as fodder, as cannon fodder, essentially, to create this destabilized platform so they can continue with this global reset. Let's talk about Israel for a little bit, shall we?
Israel. Yeah, Israel. First of all, let's talk to set the table on this. The World Economic Forum, somebody that, again, Alex Jones blazed the trail on this. I remember a long time ago, he said Klaus Schwab is the ace of spades. I mean, I don't know when he said that, but as soon as I saw that, I shared it with everybody. I mean, Alex totally. Listen, World Economic Forum, if you're a member of the World Economic Forum, and I know a lot of people watching this are, that is literally like the Nazi Party. Literally. That is not over the top at all. In fact, they'll probably end up killing a lot more than Nazis ever dreamed of. They work hand in glove with the Chinese Communist Party. They are one at this point. They'll fight later, but right now they're working together. So the Chinese Communist Party and the World Economic Forum are allies like Italy and Germany in World War II right now. Interestingly, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is a member of the World Economic Forum. Look it up. His biography is on their website. He never denounces them. He's been to their meetings. Back to Israel. Who's a member of the World Economic Forum? Benjamin Netanyahu, right? The super vax pusher. That's another sign of World Economic Forum and CCP. They're trying to get everybody to take the jabs, right? Like at the Walmart yesterday, we were at in Mexico, giving the jabs right by the front door, free, right? These are clearly genocidal jabs. And Benjamin Netanyahu bragged about how he negotiated for Israel to be the first in line to vax up Israel. That guy has done more to kill Jews than anybody on planet Earth. And pushing the LGBTQ stuff, pushing the sex change operation, that's over the top sick at that point. So we see Israel at this point is a dead man walking. I don't see it getting out of this alive. Now, I know a lot of my friends are going to hit, like one that's in Israel this morning, he doesn't like when I say this because biblically Israel is to survive. I do not see how Israel as a country will survive this, especially when you got people like I've been one of the big Israel supporters for years, a great personal cause. But when they're pushing LGBTQ, when they're pushing the vax jabs, when they're pushing all these other things, no mas.
I want to sort of dissect that a little bit, because when you say Israel, that lumps in a lot of things together. You have obviously the landmass, but you also have it's a multicultural country, and you also have a government that clearly is anti-humanity. When Bibi Netanyahu is pushing the vaccine, touts how he's making Israel his lab experiment for Pfizer, the same company that genocided the Jews back in the Holocaust with the gas they made. I mean, this is in fact what we have to delineate between the good guys and the bad guys.
You can't make this up.
I know.
It's the same people doing it again.
It's the same people doing it again. It's the same people that are in, you know, the Ukrainian Azov Battalion. It's all this Nazi coalition. And as my good friend Mel Kay has always said, the Nazis didn't lose World War II. They were brought under Operation Paperclip here to the United States of America, and they've been allowed to flourish elsewhere, and they're coming back around for phase three. This is, you know, the another establishment of their Reich. This is what they, you know, see is happening. And there's just so many factions. So let's take Israel and let's look at it clearly. I mean, Bibi Netanyahu pushing the vaccine, do you think he really took the real jab? Do you really think he did?
He probably took a vitamin B shot.
Right. So, I mean, let's talk about, you have the Israeli government, you have Mossad, and you have the Hebrews, the actual Hebrews, the Jews that are in the biblical Hebrews. There is a difference between all these people, but unfortunately, people don't understand that. So how do we break this down more clearly, Michael?
Yeah, well, immediately people like Ben Shapiro will call me an anti-Semite, which if you're going to call me an anti-Semite, I will call you anti-Goy, right? Goy is a derogatory term for non-Jews, right? Not gay, Goy. G-O-Y. But we're not anti-Semites in any stretch. In fact, if things really go down, I'll be hiding Jews. We'll be fighting shoulder to shoulder with our Jewish brothers and sisters. Bottom line, especially the conservative ones. Bottom line, there is no room on this ark for people that bring in the LGBTQ. If you show up with a rainbow shirt, go away. Don't want you, right? We know what's happening. This is Sodom and Gomorrahville, and we don't want you. The bottom line.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're drinking alcohol. Get rid of it. We don't have time for that anymore. We're in a state of war. It's growing. We don't have. There's no time. It's over. You're at war. It's time to get a clear mind and start watching what's around you. Develop your organizations. Go to church. Go to synagogue. Go to temple. But get organized and get a clear mind. Get good night's sleep and be prepared. You're going to see. Eventually, our lights will go out. If you don't have radios to communicate with your friends and family, then you're just not going to have radios. You're not going to be able to get them. Notice they're actually more and more difficult to get. I've noticed a lot of product fade, by the way. I've noticed, for instance, two of my Surefire lights just magically stopped working, and two of my Swarovski, these are binoculars. These are top-in-the-world products. I use top-of-the-world products because, you know, I'm a war correspondent, and when stuff breaks, it's a big deal. I needed my Swarovski optics recently down in the Darien Gap for a helicopter trip to spot, you know, potential LZs. And the things just magically broke. This is top-of-the-line gear, right? It shouldn't be breaking. I'm seeing product fade across the board. So keep that in mind. Even when you're buying top-of-the-line gear, two of my Surefire lights, you know, and two of my pairs of Swarovski optics. This is the kind of stuff that should never be breaking.
All right, I want to pan back for a minute on Israel, because the United States government is now openly saying we're sending the boys and men and women in military. We've got carriers parked right over there in the Mediterranean. We've already had Joe Biden, the buffoon, the mushroom in the White House dox Delta Force, right? Put a picture, a selfie, right, with Biden and Delta Force doxing these people. The woman that was in the picture, she can never work again. Clearly, she can never work again. So this is, you know, the idiocy of what's happening right now and unfolding on the global stage is designed to drag us into a massive global World War III conflict with dire consequences, which is why we're talking about get off, get organized, and start cooperating inside your local communities so that you can protect and defend and survive what's happening on the other side of this. But, you know, Michael, if you were going to predict by putting a fleet right there in the Mediterranean and being provocative like that, how is this going to unfold, and what would you, you know, so I don't want to make predictions, but how would you see this sort of moving forward in the future?
Wars are amazingly unpredictable.
Yeah.
The only thing predictable about wars is they are unpredictable and they grow. They always grow out of control, and the big wars like this. This war has a lot of energy in the system. Obviously, a lot of players involved. Everybody's coming to the party, right? And, you know, I saw the clown, Peter Zayn. This guy, people keep sending me his links. Listen, stop sending me that clown's links. He's clearly one of their spokesmen, right? He's like, this won't grow anywhere. Listen, the guy was on his fifth jab, literally sick, doing a podcast, sniffling, coughing, and pushing the jab all at the same time. This is the kind of clowns on the opposite side that are pushing these narratives that it's a good idea to go to Ukraine. If you look at his Twitter feed, he's got his Ukraine tag. Tie on. Now he's, you know, all behind going all in on Israel. Well, anything that those guys are pushing, you should be running away from, like the jab, right? So the bottom line is this thing is going to get way out of control. Ukraine is lost. That thing's done. Just as Alex was saying from day one, before the invasions or any of that ever started. I was over in Lithuania probably 6 months before the war, warning about it. Chuck Colton and I had been down in Morocco. We noticed that Belarus was trying to push aliens, illegal aliens into Poland and Lithuania. I flew up to Lithuania. Chuck and I did. Chuck stayed for a few days. I stayed for 5 weeks. Luckily, I had been with the Lithuanian army in Afghanistan, so they gave me, so I know some of the officers, they gave me full access to their camps for 5 weeks. This was a clear war move. That was a weaponized migration. Never underestimate weaponized migration. Stalin did it with the kulaks. This has been done over and over and over throughout space and time. Turkey is doing it now. Turkey has a close relationship, for instance, with El Salvador, and anyway, it goes on and on and on. And we have, you know, Iran has a very close relationship with Venezuela. Venezuela is rubber stamping visas to Iranians that go to Venezuela, and they're going right through the Darien Gap, and we see them. China has a close relationship with Venezuela. Russia has a close relationship with Venezuela. Expect in the future a war between Venezuela and Guyana. Anyway, that's a side topic. The bottom line is, we're going into a very interesting global time, and you're either ready or you're not.
That's right. You're either ready or you're not. And again, the ideas that these global conflicts are manufactured is not new. It has to be accepted. And again, it comes down to, what are we the people going to do about it? America's always stood up and tried to defend democracy. But what we're not doing is defending the honor of the republic in which we should be standing. This is what our founding fathers have designed here for us. And this is, in fact, the example that has been set for the rest of the world, which is why they've always wanted to come here. But now it's different. Now they're coming here because they're being paid to come here. Listen, let's be really clear. The Chinese don't let anybody leave their country unless they know that they're leaving and are allowing them to leave. And when you have thousands and thousands of military-age men coming across the border through the Darien Gap and into the United States of America, getting $2,200 a month. That is a coordinated effort between the globalists and this regime in power, the United States corrupt corporate government, which is, again, another facsimile of, like Eisenhower warned us about, the military-industrial complex stands to profit on all of this. And again, they are working hand-in-hand with these globalist bankers to make sure that this happens. So how is this going to impact you? Well, again, where we're sitting down here in Central America, we have looked at the Pan-American Highway. Right now, it's a two-lane road. And right now, they're building a bridge between South America and Central America. So that two-lane road from the tip of South America can make it all the way to Canada. That supports the Declaration of North America, which was, again, signed on January 10th of this year by Biden, by Obrador, and by Trudeau, the presidents of Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Also, they can create one region, one homogenous migration of people. Again, anti-God globalists believe in the homogenization of humanity. They don't believe in preserving culture. Despite what they might put in paper, what they might say or print, it's always a 180-degree lie around on the other side. And so we're seeing the fruits of their evil labor materialize right here. In Belize, you've got the Overseas Engineering Construction Company, the OECC, which Misaka Ganaha and I saw ourselves the other day. We were coming back from visiting the Mennonites because we wanted, again, see how these people live off the grid, the super preppers. As we know, America is going to soon be challenged with living off of the grid. And the Overseas Engineering Construction Company is being funded by the Taiwanese, the Republic of China, if you will. And so you have to wonder, what is really going on here? Because Chinese are all over South America. They're all over Central America. Yet here in Belize, it's the Taiwanese. But we don't see any Taiwanese. Misaka and I and Michael, we've driven around. We haven't seen people from Taiwan here. Seeing Chinese is one thing, but people from Taiwan, no. So is it really Taiwan that's behind the funding? Or are they the beard for China? What is in fact going on? That needs to be further explored and explained because we are, again, watching the CCP with their global creep, again, in their partnership with the World Economic Forum. The Belt and Road Initiative is all about their global takeover. And right now, Michael, I would argue that they are in control of the Panama Canal for the most part.
Not yet in control, but there is. And actually, when you say this, the Panamanians say, no, no, we're still in control, which they nominally are, but it is clearly coming. It's clearly coming. You know, interestingly, Panama had some of the worst COVID lockdowns on the globe, as did where else? Israel, coincidentally.
Yeah,
right?
It's not interesting.
Yeah, World Economic, I mean, you know, it's coincidence. Highly jabbed. For instance, I spent a lot of time in Panama. There's a mall there called Albrook Mall. There were people lined up every day getting jabs. I saw them.
It's coming, folks. It is coming. I know we got to get to break. We've got another half hour of the show left, so don't go anywhere. We've got more coming up. Let's reach out to Colonel Doug McGregor.
I was just checking.
He's hopefully going to be joining us here because he's got a lot to say. I think we can talk to him about what's going on in Israel and get his perspective. So don't go anywhere. Right here on InfoWars, Michael Yon.
Please remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
When castles towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
And welcome back. This is Operation Burning Edge. Michael Yon, Man Vandersteel, live on Infowars, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. We're talking about it all here, you know, as our good friend Michael Adams just published on Natural News, War, Famine, Financial Collapse, Every Engineered Crisis is a cover story for a larger globalist crime or power grab. I mean, that is, in fact, really what's happening overall, isn't it, Michael?
It is. We've been working on our own comms plans, our communications plans, actually, you know, communicating constantly with Anthony Rubin down in the Darien Gap and that sort of thing. And one of the things that we've been deployed already, Anthony's not using it now, but we have been, is satellite radios, actually, and Starlink. I don't know how long Starlink will work if there's some big deal going on, but it's actually been very useful for us down in Panama. And it's we got it from sat123.com. They actually donated it to us, and it's incredible. We just took an EcoFlow that they donated, sat123.com, and we took the EcoFlow.
That's our backup power supply.
Yeah, that was our backup power supply for the – then all we needed was the EcoFlow, and we had a solar panel,
yeah,
and the Starlink. And then we have super fast internet anywhere that we go. You can take it in the – we actually took it up in a dugout canoe of Piragua for about, 4 hours upriver. So we were way out in the jungle and actually did a live hit. With
multiple
multiple live hits.
Chuck Holton even used it to do a live hit right from Baja Chiquito.
That's right. He was on Newsmax or somebody. Yeah. I don't know, CBN or something. And, we were out in this remote village in the Darien Gap. And it's interesting because you can just lug these things with you now. Just keep them waterproofed and you're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, they even have small ones like the size of a car battery. I mean, this is the technology that Sat123 has right now. Go to sat123.com. I highly recommend it because when you are out in the middle of nowhere or when the lights go out, you can have your solar power backup supply so that you can actually connect. And thank you to the team at Sat123 for that Starlink. We would never, ever have been able to get our job done the way we did and be so proficient and pump the information out to the world the way we did, because that was pretty viral stuff.
Interestingly, on energy, like Anthony, his GPS went out in the jungle at one point, so I lost him for a night. And then he was able to get it charged up in a village. And now he just made it out of the Darien Gap again, and the electricity has been out in Darien for 3 days. It just started again a few hours ago because the roads were closed and the fuel wasn't moving down into the Darien Gap in Panama. So his phones went out again. You have to have power sources, obviously. One of the things that people use in the wars is these new solar-powered power banks. But those things, those tiny solar panels, I mean, first of all, you have to have sun. And secondly, that's not a lot of water. It's right.
Yeah.
So you got to be really prepared on, you know, okay, you've got your phone and all that stuff, but you have to have power. And communications is absolutely vital. One of the things that I was teaching people in various conflicts is how to use whistles. And so, in fact, when I brought congressmen and others down to the Darien Gap, I gave everybody whistles. Right? So that if anything happens, you blow your whistle and we show up. So teach your neighbors how to use things like whistles.
Just not cicada whistles.
Not, oh Lord have mercy. Don't tell the cicada story unless you want to.
No, we'll skip it.
You can tell it if you want. Oh, let's just tell it. Let's roll with it.
All right, go ahead. You tell it. You tell it better.
You were the eyewitness that was better. Okay, we were down at SpaceX, right? And we had assembled this, or some people actually assembled with us. Those were the problems, actually. So we were down at SpaceX. Looking at the border, we were trying to impel Elon Musk to go look at the border, which has succeeded, whether he knew it or not. And so we didn't actually meet with Elon, but we were just trying to nudge him along the border because people are coming across the border right into SpaceX property there at Boca Chica. It's on the border of Mexico, right? So when we first got down there, a couple of people that joined our party, one of them heard this whistling going on, and he thought it was cartels with whistles. And so the next thing you know, these guys break out rifles and stuff, and they think we're about to be attacked. I wasn't there. I was actually in town doing some meetings. Ann was there, and she's like, "What's up with the guns?" I mean, and they're like, those are, you know, the cartels are moving in on us. They were cicadas.
It was cicadas in the trees. That's what it turned out to be. So
be careful who you bring to the border.
Or
who you allow to join you.
Or just be careful not to succumb to fear porn. Just look at the facts in front of you and just do a little bit of research. So, again, we're sitting here talking about the impending global collapse, the manufacturer crisis that we see with wars everywhere, the food instability. Communications is definitely going to be problematic. But, again, this is all because they need a financial reset. These globalists, demons have spent us into an oblivion, and they have profited. Look, the central banks right now are essential depositories, I should say, are low on gold because the central bankers around the world are buying as much as they can. The BRICS nations are standing up their own financial security with gold-backed currencies, and the international banking cabal led by the demons over the Federal Reserve. Remember the Jekyll Island story? Those guys, that's right. They've hijacked everything. We were never supposed to have an outside organization running our currency, our money. It should have been the Treasury. And they're the only ones that can, print, gold and silver as honest money tender per our Constitution. So we've got a calamity coming because they've organized it. And they need a reset to restart this whole thing all over again. And the definition of insanity is what, Michael?
Doing the same thing over and over and over and getting punched in the nose every time.
Expecting a different outcome. It's not going to happen. So, we've got a military draft that potentially is going to be in play here.
Military draft. That's important. As they commit our troops to another, it's not an idiotic war if you want to destroy our military. Just like vaccine. You see, the Marine Corps commandant had a heart attack the other day, by the way. I'm not saying anything about the vax, I have no idea. It's just another coincidence. But bottom line is, destroying our military, whether through combat or through biological means, prescribing drugs that makes them crazy and that sort of thing, and then start with a draft. And who are you going to draft? You're going to draft these people coming through the Darien Gap, Syrians, Haitians, basically make a death squad. And that will absolutely work. People may say it won't work, but it will. And that's clearly what's coming. The enemies are signaling that's what's coming. They're not hiding it. Listen to Alex.
No, they're not hiding it. In fact, they're already offering the pathway to citizenship. Look what's happening in Chicago. If you are an illegal alien, you can now go and become an American citizen, a U.S. citizen, if you decide to become a member of the police force. This is, in fact, what is happening. They're offering pathways to citizenship by now arming and giving authority to illegal aliens that can turn around and point the gun at you. Can you imagine that? An illegal alien today, a U.S. citizen tomorrow, arresting another U.S. citizen tomorrow. This is, in fact, they are building like Barack Obama wanted, his private army. They are building it right here. The Trojan horse is coming across the border right now by the millions. We've had, upwards of 9 million people that we know of during Joe Biden's, and we've gotten millions of gotaways that we don't know of. In fact, Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, talked about the fact he believes currently today, in mass, in total, we have somewhere between 40 and 50 million illegal aliens in the United States of America. That's one in seven people, folks. That's one in seven is an illegal alien. And the ones coming across the border today, whether they stream in and Customs and Border Protection cuts a hole in the fence, and the Texas National Guard comes in and repairs the fence right after them, they're all getting $2,200 a month. Or if they just use the Customs and Border Protection app that the cartels have managed to spoof using VPNs so they can make it look like they're coming from wherever in the world and make an appointment, they skip and fly right into the city of their choice and collect their check. This is going on right underneath our noses, right out in the open. There, Mayorkas, if anybody paid attention to his testimony the other day, it was disgusting. He was just absolutely reprehensible. Shout out to Josh Hawley for ripping him a new one several times over and over again. Same with Christopher Wray. Disgusting. These people, shout out to Ivan Raikland, who came up to him after he testified. These people are the worst of the worst. They don't represent you and me. They're unelected bureaucrats, and they're there to make sure that the globalist agenda of destabilizing America is complete, so that we can roll up into this one world government. So we've got the military draft. We've also got domestic terrorism. You want to talk about that?
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everything down. And so understanding all of this, you destabilize the cities here in this country and you go into what would be considered civil war or uprisings, George Floyd on steroids in every Democrat stronghold city around the country, and frankly even the red states, because they're shipping these illegals to red states, and the governors like Abbott, the weft puppet that he is, and DeSantis are helping push these migrants all over the country instead of deporting them back, which is their constitutionally protected right, and they should defend their people in their own states. Instead of spending the money to send them home, they're spending the money to send them further into the country to make sure there's an evil sprinkling of these illegals everywhere. So martial law, I think, is a real thing, Michael. I think we really are looking at it as a way to stop the elections from moving forward in November.
I'm not going to even caveat that with I think. It's clearly coming. It's like amazingly obvious, like tomorrow, sunrise. It's coming. You know, downtown in Panama City, Panama, there's a big Agenda 30 billboard right at the busiest area of Panama City. They've staked their gang colors down there. And then you see Chinese Communist Party, or not, it's actually Chinese investment signs all over the place. And they're doing that all over the United States. They're doing it all over Europe. And the bottom line is we're going into a war. It's very clearly we're coming into a war. That's why, again, I returned to the United States in 2020 because I saw it coming. I spend most of my time in places like Asia and across Europe and the wars and that sort of thing. I've seen a lot of war. I know what it smells like. It's clearly coming to our shores. You're not going to be able to win playing defense. You will absolutely be destroyed if you play defense. If you sit down and like, hey, I'm going to guard my house, you've already lost. It's over.
Well, you're not going to even have a house left to guard, Michael, because the interest rates are skyrocketing. So the amount of contracts right now, if you're starting to watch the trends in real estate, the market is turning, and it has turned. It is now going in the other direction. People can't afford to buy homes, and those that got in with the adjustable rate mortgages are going to start to really feel the pain because interest rates have skyrocketed, and they're still going to have to go up because inflation isn't cooling down because they keep printing money. It's not about this hot job market. It's about the fact that government is printing money into an oblivion, which is driving inflation up, and so therefore rates have to go up to try and cool the inflation that they keep manufacturing by sending all this money, printing money to spend over on Ukraine and elsewhere around the world, as opposed to protecting the veterans and the homeless. And so you're going to start to see homelessness start to really skyrocket in this country, not only from the migrant invasion, the invading army that's coming in, but because people simply are going to be without a home to live in right now.
One of the most key points here. Remember what Stalin did with the kulaks, moved people into their homes.
Right.
Hitler with the Jews, right? And this is an old story that goes through space and time. Over in Netherlands, you see the Dutch government floating the ideas that you may have to take migrants into your home in the wintertime, right? The Dutch are like, oh, no, they'll never actually do that. And I'm like, listen, they couldn't have been any clearer with what they just said, right? And the same will happen to the United States. You'll end up being forced in one way or another to take them into your homes. How can you do that? First of all, you can't afford anything. So the government can say, hey, we'll just print some more money and give you $400 a month to take every head that you take in. Then they'll just cut those payments off eventually, right? And then you'll be with a bunch of Salvadorians, as Matt Bracken might say, right? In one of his books, he actually talked about that. In one of his books, a family, Salvadorians are forced into somebody's homes. Matt Bracken, who's been on with Alex Jones many, many times. He has been prescient, like Alex, actually. Matt Bracken, actually, I took to the Daring Gap. Matt Bracken sees how the daring is going so much that he actually took off with me. He's a former Navy SEAL officer. He spent, I think, maybe 3 weeks with me down in Panama. And so the bottom line is they will be in people's homes. One way or another, you're going to end up with millions of aliens in people's homes, and they will end up taking those homes one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, remember, your constitutional rights protect you from having to quarter soldiers, right? But look at these people as soldiers of an invading army, because that is in fact what they are. And they're being told the Chinese doctrine is such that they believe that the land in the United States of America, in fact, the Americas, both the northern and southern American continents, they believe belongs to them, because they believe that the DNA on that soil is in fact Chinese DNA, i.e. the American Indian, and they believe is the ancestor to the Chinese. Ergo, this land is their land. That's how they see it. We've had generals on my show that will talk about the satellite imagery that is used just by Google Earth of every single house in the United States of America has already been earmarked to a member of the CCP. Why do you think, again, they're letting all these Chinese come over here? Because these Chinese are coming over here with the intent to take your home. I saw it where I lived most recently in Sarasota. I lived in a community. And in the only short amount of time I was there, about a year and a half, we saw about 13 different Chinese families move in. And out of nowhere, they just started showing up. Now, a lot of the houses in there, guess what, were owned by, wait for it, BlackRock. That's right. BlackRock owned a lot of the homes in there. The one we were renting at the time did not. It was owned by a private investor. But again, BlackRock was in that neighborhood with a lot of homes. And who do you think's moving in there? That's right, the Chinese. So, in fact, this is a well-organized machine and operation that is underway. And, you know, at this point, it's like until we stand up and fight back and declare our sovereignty, we can't stop what's coming if we don't finally agree to the fact that it is coming, and it is coming. So we're looking at financial survival. We're looking at food survival. We're looking at potential kinetic survival. These are all the ingredients, the recipe for what is going to be the ultimate takedown of America if we're not prepared for those areas.
Right. Keep going. I'm getting into this because it's absolutely accurate.
Well, again, you know, the other aspects of medical survival. Have you actually reached out? Have you got your medicine shelf stocked with what you need? Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Fenbin, any of the over-the-counter or prescription medications that you need. You know, there's organizations out there like We the People Healthcare Clinic, WTPHealthcare.com, WTPHealthcare.com. They're out of Venice, Florida. I've seen their operation. I'm actually a member, and I live 2 hours from there. Why? Because it saves me about $700 a month. I canceled my health care insurance at Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I went with the folks at Venice. Why? Because I can get everything I need there under one roof, and God forbid I need an MRI or a CAT scan. They have it contracted for about $200, $250 to get any sort of imaging like that done. This is where we're having to shift to. It's that parallel economy. It's the realization that the global system that has been built around us, while it was advantageous and inconvenient for many, many years, it lulled us into a sense of false security. And now these people are out for blood. They're out for our
blood. Can I say something about homes? When Masako Ganaha and Chuck Holt and I, we flew over to Japan and we went to Ishigaki Island, right? And again, I mentioned before, they have plans now. Ishigaki Island is part of Okinawa Prefecture for you Marines and Air Force who are stationed out there. You know it quite well. And Ishigaki is very close to Taiwan. That's why we went there. It's sort of like the Key West of Japan, you might say. It's very close to Taiwan, so any invasion of Taiwan would probably, or a serious war, would end up with people flooding into Ishigaki Islands, right, Okinawa Prefecture. The mayor was very clear. We were in his office. He said, my people will move out, and then the Taiwanese, and he said, you know, basically mainlanders as well, will end up taking the homes of my people. So, I mean, basically, that's a weaponized migration.
That's a weaponized migration.
And now you've taken part of Japan by default, right?
Yeah. That is the weaponized migration, and this is the push and pull, as you always say, of the human osmotic pressure.
And another thing about the human osmotic pressure that's vital, and this is one of the many reasons we watch food so much, not just food, whether or not you have enough, but whether or not you can afford it. As they continue to open these routes through the South America, if you can get your feet in South America, you can get anywhere in the United States easily, right? Go right through the Darien Gap. They're doing it as we speak, right? Now, as this path widens and grows. They're building two new camps down in the Darien Gap right now. Masako Ganaha and I just chartered an airplane recently, a couple of weeks ago, and we flew over them. Also, we were on the ground looking at them. Actually, Ann was down there just before that, went in on the ground, was in and saw one of the giant new camps. Anyway, so the bottom line is, as this human osmotic pressure builds, the routes to the United States are being widened. You see,
right.
So they're building the runway. The runway is already open, landing a lot of people, so to speak, but they're actually, that number is increasing dramatically. I said on last time I was on with Alex Jones that I expected a good 10,000 a day to be coming through sometime in early 2024. Yesterday, one of the Embra Indians told me this morning a few hours ago, he said that yesterday 6,000 came through. Yesterday, right? So we're actually going up towards that 10,000 already.
And this is on the tail end of the rainy season, when it's really dangerous. When I was there, 50 people had died in a mudslide coming through the Darien Gap in the jungles because that's the rainy season. And they weren't slowing down. They kept speeding right up. We're into the dry season, so at 10,000.
Dry season will start in roughly late January.
Right.
And actually, there's another issue. The Lake Gatun Lake, which you were out on, you should see all the treetops there, like tens of thousands of treetops showing. These are treetops that have been covered up since more than a century now.
Right.
And because the water's getting so low that they're reducing the number of ships that go through and the draft on the ships as well to about half of what they normally are. And also salt water's coming into the Panama City, or eventually we'll get into the Panama City drinking water supply.
Well, folks, we're about rounding it out here on our 2 hours hosting for Alex Jones, Michael Yon, and Vandersteel. Really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to the emergency transmission coming out of here in Central America. It is critical that you get off the couch. It's game time, it's show time, and it's time to stand up. This is the second revolution, and this is an emergency broadcast coming out of Central America live here on InfoWars, MadMaxWorld.tv. Thank you so much for allowing us to have this opportunity, Alan.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.